the sirens, they haven't stopped ringing. Helicopters drone overhead. 10 minutes north up the river today, they just shot a young black man dead. In the who, what, where, gun, which, how, what, why. Well, perhaps things they might get confused, but to turn away Mark Duggan's poor family and friends at the same time as briefing the news, well, it strikes me as pretty damn shameful. And with reason, folks, they get angry. And anger, it overrides reason some days. And fate, well, she's fickle. And crime, well, it pays pretty well for the folks at the top, you see. So others, well, they get ideas. 'Cause when you've got nothing or little to lose, it wipes away your inhibitions and fears. So here is a toast to the bankers. Gamble with the price of our food. And a toast to the politicians who know that there's no black or white as they're bending the rules, not to mention the press and policemen. Whining, dining, spying and lying. It sets such a beautiful setting, you see. Oh, I might go and smash some shit up in Hackney. Well, the youth clubs have mostly been closed here. Now the shops, they are also closed too. The ground, well, it glitters and glistens with glass. A surreal and sickening view. I make my way back through a war zone. The sirens ring loud in my ear. David is resting in Tuscany, but Teresa will soon conquer all of our fears.
Oh, we'll fight them on the beaches, take away their homes, lock them up, make them all pay. Quite how that helps matters, I'm not too sure, but they'll keep core constituents happy that way.
To conclude, I'll leave you with a thought. I once heard a wise person say, you don't need to punish the wicked, 'cause they punish themselves enough every day.